It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The advocacy group Clean Water Action Rhode Island is calling on the State Department of Environmental Management to beef up its efforts to recycle mercury thermostats. Clean Water Action conducted a survey in Rhode Island to find out approximately how many mercury thermostats are still on the walls of homes and buildings in the state. The study found more than 250,000 mercury thermostats are in use in Rhode Island and will need to be safely recycled. To tell us more about efforts to recycle these thermostats, Rhode Island Public Radio's environmental reporter Ambar Espinosa joins me in the studio. So, Ambar, why are these mercury thermostats a threat?
Mercury thermostats are safe when they're on the walls. The mercury is contained in a small glass vial, but those vials can easily break if they're crushed in a landfill, and the mercury eventually ends up in our water. And our drinking water supplies come from groundwater, so it's important to keep any sources of mercury away from landfills to protect our water supply. And if the mercury thermostats end up in trash that gets burned in Massachusetts or Connecticut, then that mercury will end up in the air, which eventually ends up in the water and in fish.
So what happens to mercury when it gets recycled?
The Department of Environmental Management says the thermostats end up in the only two facilities in the country that reclaim the mercury for use in other products that still require mercury. So the upside of recycling mercury is that you don't need to mine for more.
And Ambar, we know that mercury is not good for people and the environment. So what kind of real impact can we expect from recycling the mercury in these thermostats?
Yeah, so there was a study in 1992 that looked at lakes in Minnesota, lakes as big as 20 acres, and the study found that about 1 gram of mercury makes its way into lakes through the atmosphere or the air, and over time, the fish in those lakes are contaminated with mercury levels considered to pose health risks for people. A more recent study by the U.S. Geological Survey found that in urban cities, the amount of mercury that makes its way into lakes is 4 times greater than in rural areas, or 4 times greater than in the type of lakes that were studied back in 1992 in Minnesota. One mercury thermostat can have at least 2 grams of mercury depending on its size. And the DM says the mercury thermostat program in Rhode Island has kept 40 gallons of mercury out of landfills for the past 3 years. So that's a lot of mercury that could have made its way into Narragansett Bay if it hadn't been recycled properly.
But this recycling program has caught the attention of Clean Water Action. That's an advocacy group focused on protecting the environment and people's health and keeping our waters clean and safe. That group conducted their own mercury thermostat study. Why do that and why now?
So this is the year when the DEM will set new collection and recycling goals for the next 5 years. And Clean Water Action wanted to do a study before the DEM sets those goals so that their study could inform the new collection rates. Clean Water Action noted that the company in charge of collecting and recycling these thermostats, the Thermostat Recycling Corporation, failed to meet its goal for the first 2 years of the program. And Clean Water Action wondered, are they not meeting their goals because there aren't that many thermostats out there, or are they just not trying hard enough? So they thought they'd do the study to figure out if they had a good reason to put pressure on the DEM to ask the Thermostat Recycling Corporation to step it up. Here's what Jamie Rhodes, the state director of Clean Water Action, had to say about what his study found.
One of the things that we found is that, that right now, like, there's still a large number of thermostats out there that need to be collected. Something in the range of 250,000 is what our study is showing. But that the actual retirement of the old thermostats, that we still haven't hit the exact peak of the number of thermostats per year, mercury thermostats per year that's going to be coming off the wall.
So as you heard, Clean Water Action anticipates that in the next few years, people will start replacing their mercury thermostats, and the group wants the recycling company to be ready with an aggressive plan to collect these old thermostats.
And what about the Thermostat Recycling Corporation? Ambar, what are they telling you?
The Thermostat Recycling Corporation didn't respond to my requests for an interview.
And does DEM agree that the recycling company needs to step up their efforts here?
So the DEM did think that they needed to step it up too. So after the Thermostat Recycling Corporation missed their goals by a lot 2 years in a row, the DEM put pressure on them and asked them to tailor their outreach to Rhode Island. And last year, the company exceeded their goal. So the DEM thinks that perhaps there was something to what Clean Water Action was saying, that when the state did put more pressure, the Thermostat Recycling Corporation did make a big jump. But the department also thinks that the number of thermostats in the Clean Water Action study, that 250,000 we just heard, is higher than what the DEM thinks is actually out there. Here's what supervising environmental scientist at the DEM, Beverly Migliori had to say about that.
I haven't spent too much time on actually going through the statistical analysis of it. However, you know, their numbers are a little bit high, I think, based on what we see and what we've projected. You know, we have a requirement this year to set new goals for the next couple of years until the law sunsets in 2020. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to use the information that they gave us, as well as what we've done in the past, as well as what the Thermostat Recycling Corporation, the TRC, which is the company that picks up all the thermostats and does the recycling. We'll look at all that stuff when we make a decision about the goals for the next few years. Yeah.
So, Ambar, to wrap things up, what is the next step in this effort to recycle thermostats and keep more of this mercury out of Rhode Island's water?
The DEM plans to review the collection rates this summer. They'll release the new collection and recycling goals in the fall. Beverly Migliori told me that they'll consider the Clean Water Action Study and balance it with their own studies and assessment of what's out there. These recycling efforts, I should say, are all part of a law that focuses on reducing mercury in products and in waste.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio's environmental reporter, Ambar Espinosa. Good talking with you.
Good to talk to you, too.